at Real Ghost Stories Online, her son kept coming home from school and talking about his friend Max. But there weren't any kids named Max at school.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. And quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Share your real ghost stories with us. Get access to our episode with no commercials. You can just binge away nonstop. You like that? Check it out on Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. I think today, if a kid came home from school and was talking about having a friend that doesn't exist in the school, at least that name is not registered to the school, I don't think you'd be thinking ghosts right away. I'd be like, well, who's the creepy person that's like creeping around the school or something like that? But exactly. But this is a ghost story that this kid experienced. Hey, who's not about breaking a bad habit, you know, and doing it in a good, healthy way, not some sort of weird mind voodoo that your neighbor told you about over the fence or some weird mantra you repeat over and over and over. We're talking about Fume. See, the folks at Fume look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy, and it makes replacing your bad habits easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial, and it's designed with movable parts and magnets for your fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while you're breaking that habit, because, yeah, you'll probably have that. And if you're looking for good flavors, you're going to love it. I am a big tea drinker, and I love the fresh, natural vapor flavors that I get with Fume. You got to try the new Sola No Fume. It's made with a premium walnut barrel and an onyx-coated mouthpiece that has a slightly softer finish. Right now is the best time to start the good habit with Fume. All orders for the month of January have buy one, get one cores, so you can stock up for that New Year's resolution. Plus, as a listener of the show, you'll get an extra 10% off when you use our code. Head to tryfume.com/stories and use my code STORIES for an additional 10% off. Plus, BOGO cores until January 31st to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit now. Go to tryfume.com/stories. That's tryfume.com/stories to save 10% off the journey pack today.
Let's go take a listen to that at 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear it.
Becky, and I'm calling from Burlington, Vermont. And my son and I have been listening pretty religiously to your podcast when we can. And I wanted to call in this story. There's more than one because my son has one too, and he is 10, and his name is Alden. So my story is when I was living in Colorado in Boulder years ago, I moved into an old stone house with a friend of mine, and there was a guy that was living there, and he had originally been living there for a while, and we were probably there not very long into it. It was a cute house, 3-bedroom, you know, old stone structure, at least old for Colorado, and probably like 1800 maybe. Living there, I never really felt like I was by myself exactly. I kind of felt like when I was falling asleep at night, I would, you know, there was something at the end of my bed just kind of watching me, and it felt a little uncomfortable, but not horribly uncomfortable. And I'd go to the bathroom, and I just kind of felt like there was a presence there too. And then, you know, sometimes I'd be watching TV downstairs and would be out of the corner of my eye, see something down sort of the hallway through the dining room into the kitchen, something moving out of the corner of my eye. I, of course, denied all these things. You know, I'm in my 20s and just like, I don't know what's going on there. It doesn't make any sense. So I just kind of ignored it. And the day I was moving out, I lived there for a year. The day I was moving out, I spoke with the woman who was the owner of the place and said, boy, I bet there's some good stories here. You know, good, but there was like a ghost story here, huh? You know, I was just put it out there like that to her. And she was like, actually, I was a psychologist to kids. And we had an experience in the bedroom that I wasn't in, but the bedroom that my friend was in, that there was a person, female, that had appeared who was all in white, kind of a, you know, you could kind of see through her. And, you know, dressed up in a dress, and she appeared in the middle of one of her sessions, and you know, with a kid there, and they both saw it, and the psychologist there said to the ghost, like, you can't show up anymore, you have to not show yourself, this is too scary. So never to be seen again was the story that I was told by the landlady psychologist. And, but that presence was definitely there. So that's my story. It was an interesting turn of events that I was leaving and never felt alone in that house and heard that story. So the other story I wanted to tell, was, in, Burlington, my son was 2 years old and he was, like a, in preschool, and he was going to the YMCA at the preschool and in Burlington. And, he would, you know, he would come back home on different days and say, you know, my friend Max and my friend Max. And he would just talk about his friend Max. And I would, you know, I thought it was just an imaginary friend because there was no kid there named Max. And, it was one of those really peculiar things that I was just like, what does Max look like? And he would describe what Max looked like. And, it was very, you know, I'm going to have Alden chime in a moment. But yeah, it was the description of like a kid and what color pants and
it was some, blue old fashioned overalls. I forget what color the shirt was, but I know that he had some, light blue eyes. And he had, he was white, and he had blonde hair.
And what was, you know, strange about this, really, this just happened maybe 5 or 6 months ago when Alden and I were talking about Max. And he was like, I saw him there. And I was like, but there was no kid named Max there. And we sort of both realized that Max was a ghost there. But it really was only recently that we both were able to let Alden put words to it. And he said that he would wave at him and the ghost kid, Max, would smile at him. And, but
he never opened his mouth. That was one really weird thing. He never opened his mouth.
So it was a, you know, kind of a, like an aha moment of like, whoa, really? There was, you know, we put two and two together. And we're like, whoa, that was a ghost. No, and it didn't sound like any other kids would see Max, at least from Alden's perspective, but they definitely played together sometimes. There was some truck that I think...
It was a bulldozer, I think. Yeah, Max moved around the bulldozer, and he definitely was not see-through. He was one solid ghost.
So he wasn't see-through, but was the bulldozer see-through?
No.
So was it like a bulldozer that was in the classroom?
Yeah.
All right. So that's interesting. Okay. So those are our stories. There's more to say, but I know we've probably taken up plenty of time. And thanks for listening. Thanks for your show. We love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, that little kid really, you know, sometimes when kids talk about ghosts and stuff, they're kind of wishy-washy about it.
Yeah.
Like this kid was very knowledgeable about what you know, they were seeing and experiencing, which just to me lends credence to the whole story. And it's like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I were that little and I was seeing ghosts, I'd be like running around screaming my head off. I wouldn't be, oh, you know, you couldn't see the, you could see the truck. It wasn't see-through and blah, blah. It never opened his mouth.
You know?
I'd be losing it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be as calm and collected as that child was.
Right, exactly.
Talking about, like, yeah, it's no big deal. I'm guessing the kid maybe sees more ghosts than the average, just with the candor that he had on that.
I would think so, absolutely.
Yeah, no. Thank you for sharing that with us. Hey, if you like the program, you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. You can try it for 3 days free. Get access to everything to binge away on. You can also go to patreon.com/realghoststories and get in on all the extras there as well. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another edition of Real Ghost Stories Online.